Right now, kids of any age can get a drink in Wisconsin bars as long as they're accompanied by a parent or guardian who's at least 21 and the bartender agrees to serve them. Paul Grossberg is a pediatrician at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. He told the state Senate panel that even if a parent is supervising, kids are not equipped to drink because the part of their brain that controls judgment is still under construction.
It's not done yet. And those thrill-seeking centers of the brain are really going pretty actively. And we now have research that backs that up that we didn't have a few years ago.
Dr. Mike Miller is the director of Meritor Hospital's New Start Rehabilitation Program. He says exposing kids to alcohol earlier only makes them more likely to abuse it.
Kids who drink don't drink like adults who drink. They drink like kids who drink, which is slamming, binging, drinking with the intention of intoxication, and being harmful to their brains when they do so.
The Senate plan would require that a minor be at least 18 to drink at a bar. Both Miller and Grossberg say that's still too young, but it's an improvement. Not everyone wants to change the status quo. Julie Cocard with the Wollersheim Winery was the only person to testify against the plan.
I really feel that it's the wrong approach. I think it's making alcohol the forbidden fruit, and I think that education should be the key and not prohibition.
Cocard says Wollersheim lets parents who tour the winery give their kids small samples. Cocard says this develops a proper respect for alcohol, and she told lawmakers not to take that option away from parents. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.